Shalom to all! We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Vayera. In last week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu had went to Paro with a message from Hashem to let the Bnei Israel out. Paro just mocked him and increased the workload. So Moshe complained to Hashem, why does he have to be the messenger? Hashem encouraged him that he will see the salvation, but then in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Hashem chastised him, comparing him to the Avos who trusted him even though the promises made to them weren't fulfilled. Moshe and Aaron then went to Paro for the official warning to let the Bnei Israel go, and as a sign, Aaron threw down his staff, which turned into a snake. Paro's magicians weren't so impressed, and they did the same, but after their snakes turned back into staffs, Aaron's staff swallowed theirs. Paro then was warned about Makas Dam. Aaron struck the river and all the water throughout Mitzrayim turned into blood. The fish died and the land smelled horrific. Paro wasn't impressed because his magicians did the same. He was then warned about Tzfardea. Frogs filled the land, jumped all over the place, even going into people's insides and croaking so loudly, making everyone meshuga. Paro was not impressed because his magicians did the same, but he pleaded for them to be removed. Moshe davened and all the frogs died, making the land stink. Next was Makas Kinim. Aaron struck the land and all the dust turned into lice, attacking man and animal. This time, the magicians could not replicate the Makkah and said that this must be from Hashem. Paro was then warned about Dever, the mixed horde of wild animals. Sure enough, they descended upon Mitzrayim, wreaking havoc. Paro pleaded for them to be removed. Moshe davened, and the Arv disappeared. Paro was then warned about Dever. Any animal out in the field would die. Sure enough, at the point in time, all the animals died. Moshe and Aaron were then instructed to take a handful of ashes, and Moshe was to throw it upwards. It would turn into dust, settle on everyone, and become boils. Sure enough, it happened, and Paro and his magicians and all the people and animals had these terrible, painful boils and blisters. Paro was then warned about an extremely severe Makkah, Barud. Sure enough, Barud, miraculous hail mixed with fire, descended upon those outside, killing, breaking, and smashing. As with previous Makkahs, Paro pleaded for it to stop, promising that he would send out the Bnei Israel. But this time, Moshe told him, I know that you're not going to keep to your word, but I'm still going to daven for it to stop, that you can see that it's really Hashem who controls the world. Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and the Barud stopped mid-descent. Hashem hardened Paro's heart, and he did not send out the Bnei Israel. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.